You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Yay! Hello! And we're back again. Hello, everybody. My name is Daryl, and welcome back to another exciting episode of The Breadline Show, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au. And if you're having problems with Centrelink or your job provider, send us an email at advocacy@auwu.org.au and tell us all about it. And then one of our volunteers will get back to you and try and help you to solve your problem. And tonight, I'm joined by the lovely Danielle, our roving reporter for Breadline. Hi, how are you, Danielle?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, great to have you here.
Nice to see you. I haven't seen you for ages.
Thank you. Now, I believe you have a couple of recordings you want to play tonight.
Yeah, we've got a couple of recordings there from the picnic a couple of weeks ago. Lou from Fane, and a little bit of a shout out from everyone who was present.
Great. Now, news just at hand. I got this online, well, from Jess, actually. Thanks to Jessica for sending this to me. There's an online meeting titled COVID Supplement 5-Year Anniversary Event. And some of the speakers is Thomas Stu Dans from Welfare Rights Activists, Sin Webb, Black Mutual Aid Organiser and Welfare Recipient, Cheyenne, Student and Welfare Recipient, Avery Howard, Welfare Recipient and Vice President of the AUWU, Associate Professor Elise Clean, Crawford School of Public Library and ANU, and of course there's Jay Coonan, Welfare Recipient and Anti-Poverty Centre Coordinator. Now, this meeting starts at 7:30 tonight. Sounds like it's going to be a really good online meeting. But just get in early, because you do have to register in order to attend. And to get to it, just Google Humantics and COVID. Humantics, just spell human, and then on the end put I-T-I-X, and that's just one word. So Humantics and COVID. Okay, now there is a media release by the Anti-Poverty Centre. The quotes here are attributable to Anti-Poverty Centre spokesman Jay Coonan. And he says, "The Exclusion Committee once again delivered an embarrassing report that does not reflect the views or best interests of welfare recipients. This committee of technocratic non-experts and people representing corporations and poverty profiteers have no idea how much it costs to live the decent life we all deserve. And the pathetically inadequate recommendations in this dense and impenetrable report prove it. The report shamefully endorses mutual obligation requirements, claiming tweaks to the system will end harm. We categorically reject this bizarre claim." It sure is. "It is impossible to have a system where poor people can be cut off from their only income that does not cause harm. The Exclusion Committee report is an utterly shameful piece of work that peddles the false dole budget narratives that led us to the targeted compliance framework. It recommends nothing to fundamentally change a system that was designed to punish people for the fact that we are poor. At a time when there is a growing acceptance in the community and civil society that mutual obligations are pointless, punitive and unnecessary, the legal questions over their administration, it is embarrassing that a cherry-picked government-appointed committee representing corporate business and charity interests is given any say over the rights in poverty. Well, that's typical, isn't it, Danielle? They never seem to get someone that's actually living it to give an opinion at these things, do they?
No, there seem to be people who are paid a lot to represent us and make very mediocre deals with the government.
Yeah, wish I had a job like that. Anyway, he goes on to say, we know that groups who oppose mutual obligations were intentionally excluded. It is completely unacceptable to substitute organisations led by welfare recipients with extractive focus groups that use poor people as props rather than enable them to lead. We demand that exclusion committee come clean and tell us in what specific case would cutting a welfare recipient off their payment be a proportionate compliance action. We don't need another report. We need payments above the Henderson poverty line and then work to understand the real cost of living a decent life. We need all compulsory activities such as mutual obligations abolished. We need every person who needs income support to be able to access it, full stop. And I just might mention here, this article did make an appearance in the Pearls and Irritation site as well. And about the Anti-Poverty Centre, the Anti-Poverty Centre was established in 1921, so what's that, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
By people living on Centrelink payments to counter problems with academics, think tanks and others in the political class making harmful decisions on behalf of people they purport to represent. We have deep expertise in poverty, disadvantage and unemployment because we live it. Our goal is to help ensure the voices and rights of people living in poverty are the centre of social policy development and discourse. We believe there should be no decision made about us without us. The Anti-Poverty Centre is not aligned with any political party and does not accept funding that places political constraints on our work. Well, that sounds like a pretty good mob to get in line with. I could get behind them.
I think that Monday night series that they're doing, the one tonight as an anniversary for COVID, there was one last Monday night, and I believe they're going to keep doing these conversations that they're hosting are really good, all about poverty, industry and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
Especially coming into an election. Yeah,
keep the pressure on, hey?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to a community service announcement.
If you're a renter with problems such as repairs, getting your bond back, negotiating a rent hike or facing eviction, it helps to know your rights. For free information and advice on renting, you can visit Tenants Victoria at www.tenants.vic.org.au, Arnica Legal at www.anikalegal.com, or contact your nearest community legal centre. The government is planning to demolish and redevelop high-rise public housing towers in Melbourne. If you're living in a public housing tower and need free legal advice about your options, find your nearest community legal centre at www.fclc.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Okay, here's Danielle.
All right, so these are a couple of recordings that we took at the picnic where we had a little get-together of unemployed members from the union about a month ago, and one of them is with Lou, who's amongst a group who started a group called FANE and to work across organisations because there's so many people on the left and they want to come together and facilitate more action amongst the activists. So
yeah. All right, well, let's have a listen.
We're at the Edinburgh Gardens with the Unemployed Workers Union having a little picnic here, and I'm just going to go around the picnic circle and people will say their name and why they're here.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm Jessica. I've come up from Wonthaggi for the picnic. And so, yeah, lovely day. Great talking to people from around Melbourne. And, yeah, I'm on age pension, which I find very bemusing in itself.
Hi, I'm Hank. I'm in the AUWU because I'm a job seeker recipient, and that's not very nice in some ways, and the union helps us negotiate our lives a bit better dealing with the authorities. So And there's a great group of people.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, I'm Graham. I'm here today. I'm actually shocked at the mutual responsibility laws that the government has put on unemployed people. It's not far from medieval workhouse conditions, and I want it really changed.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Hi, I'm Daryl. I'm a member of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. I volunteer for the union. I've been doing that off and on for the past 8 years. And I also co-host the radio show Breadline.
I'm Lou, a member of AUWU for some years, and just want things to be totally improved. And the policy reform that Graham was just talking about, it's disgusting that people are forced to live on poverty line incomes.
I'm Nix. I'm a member of AWU. I've been trying to get the DSP and NDIS for quite a while. I'm chronically ill. I got involved with AWU because I saw the slogan as solidarity in and out of work. Most people that I know, if they're not stuck on Centrelink like me, they're struggling with massive chronic underemployment, casualisation, and I just found that the JSP system not only was horrible to me, but a lot of my friends got sent into pretty disgusting conditions where they had to work, you know, 10, 12-hour shifts underpaid and everything, or they were afraid that they would lose their Centrelink if they quit the job. So I was like, I'm going to join the union.
My name's Alex. I'm here today because of the problems I had with Centrelink and the NDIS and, going through the whole process and wanting to try to make things better for other people out there as well.
Thanks, everybody. I'm Danielle. We're at the AUWU picnic in Edinburgh Gardens, just meeting up with some unemployed people and activists, and I'm here with Lou from FANE. Tell us, Lou, what's FANE and what are your ambitions with the activist scene?
Oh, thanks, Danielle. My name is Lou Wheeler and I'm one of the founding group that set up the organisation. It is called Fight Against Inequality Network. Most of us have been activists for a very long time, and we just felt with our years of experience that it was time to get a group together, that we can get all of the groups that are working in bits that constitute inequality but are working separately, and they're the experts, not us. But we just needed to be able to mobilise people on each of the aspects of inequality, like the fact that public housing is being abolished, basically demolished at the very moment that we speak. We've got extreme housing and rental costs. People are just cannot afford to live in the city at all. They're being pushed out, but to what? Young people are carrying extraordinarily heavy educational debts, which is completely unfair and unjust, and there's very little chance of them getting into the housing market and barely able to afford to do anything other than couch surf for a lot of them at the moment. So there are all these interconnected issues around poverty, food insecurity, the housing situation, the lack of childcare, the lack of high quality access to education from childhood through paths to skills development. And so it goes on. Tax justice. There's no tax justice in this country. And if we had some fairness in the taxation system, then we would have some revenue to spend if it was directed correctly towards helping people, not people accumulating more and more wealth. And what we've seen in the last, it predates COVID, but what we've seen is the wealthy actually doubling their wealth virtually. You know, we've got more millionaires than we had before. This is predates COVID, but certainly during COVID, they made more money. And it's just obscene that a few people could have so much money. And of course, we've seen what money can do to get you political influence and political power. And so it's working against the people having any say in having policy change that could actually help people. So we just decided, with all of these facts coming around, we needed to get to find a way through this organisation to bring people together in things that we agree. We don't have to agree to everything. Leave it behind. Let's just agree on all of the things. Get the experts in the various areas. AUWU are the experts in unemployment and what barriers to work and trying to deal with job provider centres, what that means for the indignity of the individual and the poverty level income support that people are trying to eke out an existence on. So we're saying, let's get together, let's try and work together on the things that we agree on, leave the things that we don't. It's not important. We're all in it together, and that's what we have to do. So we're trying, we've got a national recommendation statement ready to go. We're starting to do it in the community, talking to people, trying to build an awareness and understanding of what inequality means, how it has a whole layer of drivers. Not one thing is driving inequality. That's the point we're trying to make. To go back to your point of what our ambition is, it is to raise awareness and understanding of inequality and then to join with others to try and end it. It's a long-term goal. In the meantime, we're going to make some demands on the candidates and those standing for re-election in the federal election and ask them to get the agendas, the inequality agenda, on the political agenda. Yeah. A big ask. We want a minister with portfolio, Minister of Inequality, and we want to have a target of 30% reduction in inequality by the year 2040. And we want a whole of government approach so that this piecemeal, because while ever we keep concentrating on, it's about housing, it's about childcare, it's about education, it's about no legal protection. So while ever we're separate in those areas, we're not going to get the people movement sufficient enough to really drive some change. You know, we're all doing fabulous work, but we have to make that count. And we want, like, we're very happy if somebody pops up in out of, you know, in Broadmeadows, for instance, or at Point Cook, if people want to set up a local fair, you know, fane, absolutely. Take all of our stuff, use it, and set it up. That would be fabulous. We're not going to tell people how to run it. Mm. They're going to know. So it's one of those things. We want it to go out and, you know.
So you're going to support activists who want to do different outreach work within the community. That's fantastic. And have you, as an experienced activist, have you seen any in your lifetime this rise of the right wing and any ideas on how we fight that as a community?
Well, it's what we're all struggling with at the moment, isn't it, Danielle? The I've lived a long time and been through quite a few things, but this extreme right wing that's really just global, isn't it? No, I haven't seen the likes of it in my lifetime. And I think we really need to just get more heads together thinking about it. But one of the ways is a people's movement to push back against it. We are very keen on that. And I think that we really just need to do that, to say, hey, it doesn't matter if your bit's over there and our bit's here. Just let's get together and drive this thing so they can not get away with what they're thinking they're going to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it'll be great to have an organisation like FANE. And Lou, how do people get in touch with you?
We're online and it's fainetwork.com. It's there. That's all the information. There's an inquiry form. There's a membership form on that. That's how you do it. Because, I mean, of course, like so many other groups, what's new? We haven't got any money. And we're going along with the smell of an oily rag. And we've done that most of our adult life in what we've been involved in. And we'll continue that. So, but we are getting resources. We've got people with skills who are doing fabulous things. And we will continue on, but that's how to get in touch. We don't have a phone number. We're online.
That's yeah. Right. Thank you so much for your time, and please get in touch with Lou on FANE online if you are interested in working with them. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time. That's great. Thank you.
Well, that was a great interview there, Danielle.
Oh, thanks,
Danielle. Job well done.
Oh, thanks. I just want to quickly mention, because we are running out of time, that last Thursday and Friday, both Anti-Poverty Centre and ACOS came out against the investigations that the government were doing into the targeted compliance framework, that they've found at least 10,000 unlawful decisions.
Yes, and they, I read about that.
Yeah, and they believe it might be 10 times more than that, which would equate to the entire population of the city of Yarra.
Wow.
So think about, yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot.
I'll say it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, I think we've come to the end of the show now. Half an hour goes really quick. So, yeah, thanks again for coming in, Danielle.
Thanks for having me, Daryl.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. All right. Okay, thanks for joining us. Don't forget, we'll be back again next week, same time. Stay tuned for the Eritrean Voice show coming right up. My name is Daryl. You have been listening to Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. Good night.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.